Previously on the Critical Mass Podcast.
Is this thing on? Okay.
I seen it happen. Eat a duck.
You saw a catfish eat a duck?
It's fuel for the imagination.
Do you hear things too?
Sound bites! Keep them frozen. They're good.
I hear someone.
No, don't turn it down.
Hi, I'm Winston.
I'm Curtis.
And you're listening to the Critical Mass Podcast. We've got a double dose of television for you today. New shows coming on for the summer. Probably going to be short seasons. That's the way it typically works on Sci-Fi and BBC America. So,
yeah, most likely.
But stick around. We're probably just going to jump right into it. I don't think we have any other housekeeping to deal with at the moment.
No.
But if something comes up, we'll circle back around to it. So the big thing, and I wanted to get Drew in here. And we may still,
the debate. Why he thinks it sucks.
Yeah, we are talking about Dominion on Sci-Fi. We're two episodes in.
Yep.
And generally, that's the
limit.
Generally, that's the limit. If it hasn't caught us by episode two, it's probably not going to. There have been a few exceptions where we just kind of stuck with it because we felt like we really owed it, or
no,
maybe we had
on.
To, or there was nothing else on.
Choices were limited. We
yeah.
just sat there.
But, so episode two, Dominion, if you haven't seen this on Sci-Fi yet, it is the follow-up to the movie Legion.
Yes.
And 25 years ago, the Angels invaded Earth, and there was a chosen one born in a
movie.
Diner somewhere.
Yeah,
in the movie. And it was Michael, Archangel Michael versus Archangel Gabriel. And at the end of the thing, the baby and mom and stuff drove off into the desert. Well, this is 25 years later. There's been... well, why don't you... you're more enthusiastic about this than I am. Give us the recap of the show, would you?
Let's see. 25 years later, the baby's grown up into a man, joined the army. The father or rescuer from the original movie, he dies in the first episode.
Now, is it the same actor?
No.
Okay, just wondering. Just wondering.
No.
The movie wasn't that long ago.
I know, but still, no. No, it's just Vega. It's apocalyptic world. Las Vegas has been turned into a fortified city. They've got a status system of V1 through whatever. V1 being the lowest, or V0. But they're fighting a war against the Angels that have joined Gabriel's side. In the first episode, you find out some of the other higher angels, higher archangels, have joined Gabriel's side against Michael and the humans.
Right.
The father dies. The tattoos finally transfer to the Chosen One, and they actually work. He
okay.
gets... so.
Right. So... you weren't very, we talked about this a little bit ago, and you weren't real specific when I asked what about the show has got you going.
I don't know, really. I just
because
like
I mean I haven't I mean, seen you fired up about a TV show in a while.
I'm not that fired up either, though.
And
I could miss it, but it's everywhere, so I won't miss it, really.
Right.
But I don't know. It's apocalypse Vegas. I mean, fighting angels, which is cool. So Sam and Dean and Supernatural failed.
Supernatural hadn't failed. We're still.
I know.
Oh no, I see what you mean.
See? Didn't work.
Got
man.
It. Didn't work. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, Dean and Sam failed.
Yeah.
But no, it just hits every button for me. I mean, the political backstabbing isn't to the level of Game of Thrones. But it's not that big where it's the main story. It's there, but the main thing's the war. The Chosen One, which I can live with.
Okay.
You're going to learn about the other city, fortified city-states, because we learned about, in the second one, about the one with the only Air Force, the women.
Right, the city of Helena.
Yeah, which is basically woman-ran, I guess.
Yeah, it appears to be entirely, which makes you wonder where they get their new population from.
Well, I think they go around a screw.
You think they do?
Well, like what you call, she's so easy to bet him, where they choose and have breeding stock, you know.
Oh, it that could kind of be. Thing. It
or could that, be that. Because remember, what part of her deal in the second episode was to provide them with women.
Women of childbearing age.
See, that exactly. was it. And so they probably, you know, swap so the gene pool doesn't curl in on itself.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But.
So what stands out? What about this show really stands out for you?
You could put a bullet in an angel's head and it dies.
That is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really different. Yeah. Even Supernatural, which is probably the closest we've come to...
Special blades and stuff.
Yeah, you still have to have special weaponry.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just...
No, this one is... angels are mortal creatures. Yeah. They are physical creatures.
I mean, it's
harder
to kill an archangel. We haven't seen them completely die.
Michael killed that one.
Yeah, but you noticed in the second episode, Gabriel coated it in resin. Those two,
yeah,
for later to be brought back when God
returns.
Oh,
yes.
Remember, the normal ones that they're hunting are just possessed humans, like from the movie.
Right.
So that could be the difference, but still, it was awesome, and you could still shoot them and blow them to hell.
Yeah, this is true.
But it's just nice. I don't know. It's just... I have been thinking about it all week. I just don't know. It's just perfect.
Something in there resonates with you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot chick, getting naked. That's good.
Well, you know,
it fits all the stuff for, you know, a sci-fi one, you know, the army. It does. It fits the books I read sometimes completely, you know, but still.
You know, this is going to be one of those rare episodes, I think, where we wind up on different sides of the fence.
Yeah.
Because this one... This show just has not caught my attention.
I was in it for the violence, and that was it. And then
I'll give it this. The visuals, it looks pretty.
Yeah, that's nice. I like it.
The production quality of this show is stand up. It's very, very good. You know, it's obviously one of sci-fi's new generation of CGI, CGI shows.
Well, they got it right when
and
they,
90% of the show has got to be done on a green screen.
Yeah, Sanctuary.
Because those sets
they learned with Sanctuary.
Yeah, exactly. They learned with Sanctuary.
So, but yeah, I like it.
But you know what? The thing about it is, all of those things that you enumerated are the things that aren't just. I mean, that not only don't click with me, I guess.
Yeah.
But that just actively turn me off. The chosen one thing.
Well, maybe I'm ignoring the bits I don't really want to care about, but I don't know.
You know, that's fair. I have been known to ignore many, many things in favor of a show that I really want to like. Birds of Prey.
Defiance. We went too
no,
far.
No, we did. That's right.
I mean, and I tried getting back into it twice. Damn. I don't know better.
No, the chosen one thing is just so done, and it can still be done if it's done well. But here, they don't know anything about him. The tattoos. No,
he is a threat
that mark
to the political structure. That is the awesome part. That is the only reason it's there. And he's got, you know, the tattoos that give him words.
The words of God.
They're
not
very helpful, are they?
No, they're proverbial. You know, like, here, don't trust anyone near you.
They're not even proverbial. They're Chinese fortune cookie-al.
Yes. Yes, and I think that if you look at the tattoos, you can see Chinese cookies scribbled on it.
But I don't... It's just a plot twist.
I guess
it's another path. I mean,
it would be more of interest to me if he would get clear instructions by the tattoos.
No, he's not going to. We know that.
No, I know he's not going to.
But it's like Sam and Dean and them fighting the angels. It's just it's a grind. It's going to be
grind for a while.
He's got to protect himself politically so he doesn't get a bullet in his head from the center,
from Giles.
So he can't become a thing of power or he's a threat then, which he already is.
Right.
Got to save the girl.
Yeah. Got to get the girl.
Oh, he got her the second episode.
That's true. He did, didn't
Which
he?
Which means they've been doing it regularly.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
But now, I mean, now he's outside the city, and it's not even going to be the same kind of thing.
Oh, no. He'll go back. Don't worry.
You think?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things the angels will come after him or something. He'll have to go back. Or he'll find something and decide to go back. He has to. If he stays out of the city, it takes away from the city story, and that slowly sucks.
Yeah.
So, no. We can't have a split. It'll go back.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see that.
He'll learn something. All right. Well, yeah. Maybe. Maybe. I just don't know. See, if they... Oh, I wanted to like this movie. I wanted to like this series so much.
I hated the movie, and after I watched the first episode,
the movie wasn't.
It wasn't the greatest.
The movie was terrible.
Yeah, it sucked. But if I went back, watched it after watching the pilot, and then watching the pilot again, I was like, now that made sense, and it is like an opening thing for a story.
I guess I'm going to have to give this show at least another two episodes, because at the end of episode two, I'm like, okay, now we have a setup. I mean, it felt like the end of a two-hour pilot. You know, it's like the first two episodes of the series.
He got the tattoo.
Should have been, and he learned, started learning how to, and all the bad guys are identified, and the future political situation is set up.
We know of two cities now instead of the one, because they wanted to go to Delphi when they ran away.
Yeah.
But then the maidens, whatever, from New Del...
from Helena.
Helena came, so that's two cities you know of.
Yeah.
And there's more. So there's a bunch of fortified cities out there.
Yeah, and that could be good, but... And you know what? It may still redeem itself. If they split it up the way they did Pretender, I might be able to get behind that.
No, they won't.
I can't even remember the guy's name. With the chosen one wandering the great wasteland and delivering the word and setting things right.
He's not really delivering the word. He's just trying to be a man. Remember,
delivering the word. Work with me here. And trying to set things right, that could be cool. While Mr. Lyle and Miss Parker and everybody schemes Jared, back home.
Yeah, Jared.
I might be able to get behind that.
Nah. That's not the way the story's going to run. No. It's going to be... They're going to center in Vega because that's where the stuff is, the fighting. That's
where all their sets are built.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And that's the keys, Vega.
Yeah.
What's going on there, the political structure. I mean, they put in enough to give it a Games of Thrones feel to an extent.
Yeah, it does have that feel and look, doesn't it?
Yeah, but not as bad, because I couldn't watch Game of Thrones after that DVD set
away. No, I couldn't. No.
Gave it to Greg to destroy.
Now, see, here's the unfortunate thing. This show really, really reminds me of the new Battlestar Galactica.
Well, yeah, it's from the creators of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. One of the guys from Battlestar, I think it's the main dude.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
But they said that on one of the commercials. I haven't stayed to watch the credits.
Yeah.
But yeah. Food. Yeah, it has, the city. That's the Battlestar. Done.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, I'm done. Yeah. Sorry. I felt about Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, and going into this, I mean, it feels just exactly like Battlestar when it was at its worst.
Yeah, and the standard of what we wanted from Battlestar. But
and I know you liked the show.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it all yet, and I still got to watch
Really? Seriously?
Oh, seriously. They moved the time on me. Remember, I was here all the time. Well, eventually I got so far behind that I said, I'll buy the DVDs.
Yeah, and so you bought them and you haven't put them in yet. Okay. No. Well, that's all
right. I know what happens. I watched the ending of
the
series.
Yeah, watched the series end. And
that was nice and depressing.
Yeah. And I've got it on blood and on good authority that Blood and Chrome is the way to go.
Yeah, I liked it. I got it.
But
got Razor, the special one.
Yeah,
I think there's some other things that we've done, but I don't know.
No, but this just reminds me so much of Battlestar. Aliens infiltrating humans, infiltrating our structure.
Yeah.
Well, who can you trust? You can't trust anybody. You don't know what's going on.
For them, though, the series was a success.
I know it was. Yeah. It's hard to argue with financial success. See?
Yeah, but they did it right.
So it's hard. It's hard for me to say that new BSG is a piece of crap and be able to justify it on a financial basis.
When they went to that Total Religion and didn't do much Star Battles, that's when it started going down, because we wanted fights, shooting, space, good stuff. So the internal drama and then the religion things.
Yeah.
I mean, that tuned me off some until, for a while.
I don't know. I loved the first episode of BSG. You know, 33 minutes in. Oh, I was so flippin' excited. And then the second wasn't quite as good, but that was okay. And then the third one was a little better. And then it just, I powered through that season, and then I was done.
But then this, then they, but the Dominion, if they make him a prophet and he starts a damn religion, I'm done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when the Chosen One becomes, you know, if they go second season, he comes to lead them, you know.
If he gets a following, you're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't want that.
All right.
Want a hero.
Do you need a hero, Kurt? Do you need a hero till the end of the night?
I need a hero with a gun and a sword and doing some damn shit. I mean, dang. Because, you know, Giles' son is a Gabriel follower.
Is he?
That was him. That went to him, ratted out. So he's either an angel in disguise, or he was flown there by one of his cronies who's one, which I believe that.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the end, when it took his head off, that was him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
All right, well, there's more there, I guess.
And it's just interesting to me. I don't know why. I still can't explain it, but if they go more political and religious...
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already got some complaints, specifically regarding American Giles. And how weird is it to see Anthony Stewart Head do an American accent, huh?
Totally. Well, remember, what was it?
He was the, what?
Well, besides the Sanka commercials.
I was going to say he was the coffee guy.
Yeah.
But, no, he did, not Repo.
Yeah, Repo the Genetic Opera.
Yeah, Genetic Opera.
He was English or normal, you know, American, whatever. Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, he can do it.
That was good. Now, Anthony Stewart Head is probably the acting highlight of the movie. He's definitely the headliner. He's the only actor I recognized.
Well,
that
the guy,
doesn't say a whole lot, I'm afraid.
Yeah, because the guy's the general. He was the father on the OC.
Okay.
He's been around, seen him on stuff.
But you had a specific complaint about him and about the way he was treating...
Okay. Well, yeah. In the command center, when Jeep, who's the father raised the boy, dies. His tattoos transfer. Well, Giles then states that no one outside this room will know of this.
Then
later on, next episode, he starts... having all the texts silenced that were there.
Yeah.
And they show it. A bullet to the head, and they throw him in the lion's den.
Yeah.
Which I was like, really? The lion's den?
Well, they're going for a new Rome.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Because the status system with the senators, like, because the fall, they were going to get rid of it and put it in a republic. And I was
Helena and Delphi. And they're recreating Rome. Which is fine.
Vega is Rome.
I'm good with that.
With an emperor change coming.
Yeah, well, one can hope, but...
Well, it is. He's got congested heart failure, but he's also sneaking out of the city to have his
to bang the eight ball.
Yeah.
Which is, how screwed up is that?
Totally awesome.
You know, you need a hero. I need healthy relationships,
a healthy relationship is between the Chosen One and his girl. Romeo and Juliet.
All of this stuff that I've been moaning about, I could forgive probably every last drop of it if they gave me a story every week that I could follow and relegated all of this crap to the background. Because as it is, the way this thing is starting to unravel, if you don't follow it from the beginning...
Oh, you're out.
You're done. You're lost. Done. And I have never been able to watch shows that way. Even the shows that I really like that I have followed from the beginning, it needs to be episodic, or I'm done.
Yeah,
I just can't keep up. Mm-hmm. And you know, I have a hard enough time keeping track of people who's who within each episode.
True,
carrying over between. I was not built for soap operas, and that soap opera format is not going to win me over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about a show that has won me over. Ah. Two episodes in, and I'm hooked. I'm in for the long haul as long as it's going to take. Yeah. And this is BBC America, and this is the new Musketeers.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's called the Three Musketeers.
Or no, the Musketeers.
Oh, is it just the Musketeers?
Yeah. I looked it up.
Yeah. Yeah, just the Musketeers. And once again, I couldn't tell you who any of the actors are.
They're not well known.
But this is a reimagining of Alexandre Dumas' characters. Has very little to do with the structure of the D'Artagnan romances.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Getting it on.
You know, that's okay. We've got the basic characters. We've got Roquefort and the Cardinal, Tim Curry, who's not Tim Curry, but Tim Curry will always be the Cardinal Richelieu. That's it.
Yeah, Cardinal Richelieu.
Cardinal Richelieu. He'll always be Cardinal Richelieu. Now, you know, we've got the Four Musketeers.
Yes.
And
Milady Winter, official one yet?
That's true.
That's gonna be an episode in itself.
Yeah,
when they finally give him his stuff.
Yeah, you got Milady Winter, the original femme fatale, one of the very early truly dangerous female characters in literature. And this show, It started out all about the politics of between the musketeers and stuff, and
setting up the goals of the cardinal and what
exactly
the musketeers do and what he'll do, try to destroy them or get them disbanded, whatever he's trying to do.
Right, and everything that I was afraid was going to happen, they wrapped it all up in a nice, neat bow.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, and I got story resolution. And they left a few open hooks to be resolved in the next one with the chick whose husband, one that D'Artagnan likes.
Yeah, but he doesn't like her. She's just useful.
Well,
she's coming in handy. That's the funnier part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they resolved how she felt about the whole thing, you know, at the end of that episode.
Right.
No, I can stop this. No, please don't.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Her life was boring beforehand, and she loves it now.
But we've had two complete episodes and two complete stories within them, and, you know, we're still getting it. You can definitely see where television has learned from the infamous Star Trek reset button.
Oh, God.
Because that show was one of the ones that was notorious for everything has to go back to the status quo.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not really the norm anymore.
No.
And it's definitely not the norm with this. I mean, they're setting up things that are going to pay off in an episode or two. I mean, the relationship between the Queen and Aramis. And,
that's just something to be fun with, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've got that set up between Aramis and Roquefort.
He has favor in the court. It will come in handy. That is the key there. That helps protect them from the Cardinal. That is the main thing.
Yeah.
So they can get by with doing some stuff in front of her.
Yeah, Aramis and... I keep naming him Roquefort. It wasn't Roquefort. It was Richelieu, wasn't it?
Yes.
That Aramis was...
sleeping with the girl.
His mistress. Yeah. Okay.
We then
so we haven't met Roquefort yet.
Mm-mm.
And we may not.
Yeah, no need to.
I don't know.
Unless they need some characters.
Well, he's the other villain.
Everybody
knows Cardinal Richelieu, but Roquefort's the other villain.
But
Musketeers.
Yeah, not yet.
Anyway, but yeah, I mean, this is another one. It's BBC, so there's that. But it shows the influence of generations of exporting television to America and Australia, because it doesn't have the trademark BBC lighting and sound. It's very much soundstage material.
Yeah.
Even though a good chunk of it is filmed with natural light, and you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You
but
can
it
tell
works.
When you look for it. But it looks, again, it looks very, very good. And the costuming in it is stylized Renaissance.
This is cool.
It looks very nice. It's very pretty. The action and the violence is quite an acceptable level. You know, you've got people getting shot and stabbed and killed. And
every episode. That's awesome.
There
ain't no swordplay. It ain't no musketeers.
And it's real swordplay, too. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Because this is good stuff. You know, none of these people are amateurs.
No.
Even D'Artagnan is a natural. He makes the mistakes of inexperience.
Yeah, hot-headed.
But when it hot-headed and stuff. But when it comes to not pegging the bad guy and things like that. But when it comes to dealing violence, he's not an amateur.
No.
He's a natural.
No, he showed that.
And beyond that, these people have professional relationships. They deal with people like real people do.
Yes.
Without
their commanding officer, the other musketeers.
They don't talk back to their commanding officer. They're not screaming at each other. No. And even the one set up where they could have gone dramatic and social, socially embarrassing and all kinds of stuff, where the one chick and her husband were, where she was being,
she
was pretending to be D'Artagnan's mistress,
and he went off
and
on
the husband
and they
caught
just
her.
Quietly said, no, let it go, and then later it came back and explained it, so it would not be a thing for other episodes.
Exactly. They resolved it within the episode, and I think he's going to be cool towards them now, but
because what they do and everything else, but eventually something will happen there, maybe.
But it's not going to be.
Hopefully
not. It's not going to be. Now he's scheming against them, and
no, it's just his wife wants some action in her life, and he does spend a lot of time out of town, as you suggest. So
she
needs some action,
right? So Game of Thrones, it is not going to be.
Thank God,
and it's not going to be. What are the two? The two archetypes that really bug me that is 90210 and Game of Thrones. Because Game of Thrones is all about the sudden shock. Oh my God, the Red Wedding! Whoomf, and everybody dies. And
yay.
And all about the scheming and the backstabbing and whatever.
And you can't have a hero or a chosen character you like.
And 90210 is all about who's sleeping with whom this week and what funny way are they doing it and who's hurt feelings and who's going to moan and complain about it.
Right.
And both of those things just absolutely...
You're doing your sister, what?
Oh. It's not... hey, here's a fun fact. All right. Well, it is about time to chase the boy off of his video game because we got another series that's back for the summer. Longmire, we're recording as Longmire started recording, and we got a that's what the DVR is for.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Musketeers on BBC America, very cool. I'm going to enjoy this series, I think. And Dominion on Sci-Fi. What's your ringing endorsement for Dominion?
It's just cool to watch.
I gotta say, it looks very good. I'll give it another episode or two and see where they go with it. I don't want to get into Defiance or Continuum or any of those.
Nah.
Well, let's stick with the stuff that we liked. All right. Well, thanks for joining us in the reaction chamber. We got some more preps to do. Have we done an Angel Apocalypse prep?
I was thinking about it. We haven't.
We haven't, huh?
Angel Apocalypse.
All right. Well, you know what? can you prep off the cuff? We'll prep for it next time.
Yeah. No biggie.
We'll prep for the Angel Apocalypse next time. But if you want a pretty good idea of what that might look like, and you can still get your hands on D20 Apocalypse, it's got that scenario in there. I forget exactly what it's called.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But it is essentially exactly what Dominion is doing.
The Extinction War.
Yeah. And that could be very cool. That could be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the meantime, keep your reaction chambers buzzing. And thanks for tuning in.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.